Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one calm, controlled, courageous step at a time. Today we're diving into something super important, building healthy relationships and boundaries with others. Let's face it, life can feel like a tangled mess of social obligations, expectations, and sometimes downright drama. You know that feeling when you walk out to have a conversation feeling drained or like you didn't even get to be yourself? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that you have the power to create relationships that are nourishing, supportive, and genuinely enjoyable? It starts with understanding boundaries, those invisible lines that define what's okay and not okay for you in your interactions with others. Think of them like personal fences protecting your emotional well-being. No one can cross a fence without permission, right? It's the same with boundaries. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries sounds kinda harsh, doesn't it? Hold on a second. Boundaries aren't about pushing people away or being cold. They are about creating space for authentic connection and respect. It's like choosing your favorite playlist. You get to curate the music that makes you feel good. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy relationships and rock those boundaries. First, know yourself. Before setting any boundaries, take some time to reflect on what truly matters to you. What values do you hold dear? What are your non-negotiables? Think about situations where you felt drained, disrespected, or uncomfortable. What were the red flags? Recognizing your needs and limits is the first step to establishing healthy boundaries. Second, communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush, express your needs and expectations honestly and respectfully. You can say things like, I feel more comfortable when, or it would be helpful if. Remember, it's okay to say no. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Third, practice consistency. Boundaries are like muscles, they get stronger with practice. The more you enforce them, the easier it becomes. Don't feel pressure to give in just because someone is persistent or manipulative. Stand your ground and stay true to yourself. Fourth, be flexible but firm. Life is constantly changing, so your boundaries might need to evolve too. Be open to adjusting them as needed, but don't compromise on your core values. Remember, healthy boundaries allow for both flexibility and firmness like a gentle yet unwavering fence. Finally, don't expect perfection. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process. There will be times when you stumble or feel unsure. That's okay. Learn from those experiences and keep moving forward. Just like any skill, it takes time and practice to master the art of healthy relationships and boundaries. Ever felt that knot in your stomach before a big meeting? Imagine this. You're invited to a networking event to see of unfamiliar faces and potential connections. You're excited about the possibilities, but also nervous about making small talk and coming across as awkward. You start feeling overwhelmed, thinking about all the things you should be doing, cracking jokes, remembering names, selling yourself. Suddenly, your anxiety starts creeping in. But hold on a minute. Remember those boundaries we talked about? That's where they come in handy. You can choose to show up at this event with a clear intention, perhaps focusing on connecting with a specific type of person or simply enjoying the experience without pressure. Maybe you decide to limit your time there or even bring a friend for support. By setting these boundaries, you're taking control of the situation and reducing anxiety. You're not shutting yourself off from opportunities, you're choosing how to engage in a way that feels authentic and comfortable for you. Alright, let's recap. We talked about building healthy relationships, starting with understanding yourself, communicating clearly, being consistent, staying flexible but firm, and remembering it's an ongoing process. Remember, boundaries aren't about pushing people away, they are about creating space for authentic connection and respect. So, what are you going to do today to build those strong, healthy relationships? Maybe it's setting a boundary around your time on social media, having a tough conversation with someone you care about, or simply saying no to something that doesn't align with your values. Take a small step today, and remember you got this. Until next time, keep calm, stay controlled, and be courageous in creating the life you deserve.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.